हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो इन् दिस् केनोपनिषत् which begins with the question, Kena, by what, by whom? We have seen the Sambandha Bhashyam of Shankara Bhagavatpada, and we also completed the commentary on the first mantra, understood the meaning of the first mantra. And we have to start the second mantra, which I introduced last class, but after a long break, so we are starting from the second mantra. So let us see the first mantra. Om keneshitam patati preshitam manah kena pranaf prathamaf praiti yuktah keneshitam vachamimam vadanti chakshushrotram kau devo yunakti. Now, we'll see the second mantra. So we know the students wanted to know that spiritual principle, conscious principle, who by mere presence, without any effort, contributes for the activation of inert, subtle aspects, the mind, the pranas and sense organs. And there is a benefit also by knowing it. And the student is very clear about knowing that benefit also. That's why he's asking the question. Now, the answer is given by the teacher. We'll see today. Shrotrasya shrotram. Manaso manoyat. वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति. हौ यु रीड् दिस् मन्त्र. श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति. दिस् इस् द मन्त्र गिवन् मन्त्र इन् विच् द टीचर् वि अस्यूम् द फस्ट् मन्त्र प्रसन्स् दि क्वश्चन् आस्क् बै द स्टुडेण्ट् And the answer given by this teacher is seen in the second mantra. And the teacher gives an indirect answer instead of giving the direct answer. What is direct answer? Oh, you want to know what is the spiritual principle, conscious principle, because in whose presence everything functions? This is what is this. If the teacher said this, then it would have been a direct answer. Instead of saying, this is what is the conscious principle, he gave an indirect answer. Why did he give an indirect answer? Because any word uttered by a teacher will make the student search for the meaning of that word. If a person searches for the meaning of a given word, it must be only an object. If it is an object means, and that what is sought after also be mistaken to be one of the many objects, then there's no possibility of arriving at what exactly the student wants to know. Therefore, this teacher did not give a direct answer. His first reason, number one. Second thing, what is to be known, what the student wants to know, happens to be that which cannot be defined, which cannot be revealed by any other method. There's no method, no other method is available to reveal this truth. We can take it as the truth. The student wants to know, what the student wants to know is the reality, the truth. Why do I use the term truth or the reality? That in whose presence, because of whose presence, whose existence, all subtle powers enjoy existence. That because of whose presence, all of them become conscious and sentient. That because of whose presence, all of them are capable of functioning, is the truth of all of them. The truth of the seeing power, the truth of the hearing power, the truth of the mind, the truth of all sense powers, the truth of pranas, the truth of everything, all actions, the truth of the individual, truth of the body, mind and complex is what is sought after here. What the student wants to know. The truth, sadvastu, the reality, and which is implied by the term Atma. And here the teacher gives the different, indirect answer. What is the answer? Shrotrasya shrotram. That principle, that's true, the reality, which you want to know, is the ear of the ear. Manasaha manaha, mind of the mind. Vachoha vacham, speech of the speech. That, of course, is the prana of the prana. Chakshushaha chakshu, eye of the eye. Having they said that much, by discovering that is implied here. By discovering that truth, the eye of the eye, ear of the ear, mind of the mind, speech of the speech, prana of this prana, people become wise. By discovering that, people become wise. Dhiraha. Wise people are those who have protected themselves from the phenomenon called fear. Dhiraha bhavanti, first thing. And those people who have discovered the truth, not only they become wise, dhiraha, the protectors of their own mind, Atimuchya asmate lokate preti. Atimuchya. Atimuchya. Now, Atimuchya means what? Atimochanam means transcending. Atimochanam, transcending. Atimuchya, having transcended the body, mind, sense complex. So transcending the body, mind, sense complex means what? See, being, while living in this world, being objective towards one's body, mind, sense complex. Being objective towards the body, mind, sense complex means not mistaking the body, mind, sense complex for the self, is being objective towards the body, towards body, mind, sense complex. And being object towards the body, mind, sense complex means not internalizing, not taking those to be oneself, is transcending one's body, mind, sense complex while living. And after death, also they become they transcend the body, mansions, complex means what? They will not be assuming body, mansions, complex again. So, first of all, having discovered the truth, the reality, which is here defined, which is indirectly revealed as eye of the eye, ear of the ear, mind of the mind, speech of the speech, etc. Having discovered that, first of all, the discoverers become dhiraha, wise, the protectors of their minds. And those dhiraha, atimuchya, they transcend their body, mansions, complex. Having transcended the body, mansions, complex, asmat lokat pretya, having departed from this body, mansions, complex also, amrutaha bhavanti. So, atimochanam, the transcending one's body, mansions, complex while living means becoming free while living. Which means they attain sadyo muktihi, jivan muktihi. They become free while living in this world itself. They attain liberation while living in this world. And asmat lokat pretya, after having departed from this body, when the paradha karma gets exhausted, then amrutaha bhavanti, they become immortal forever, which means they attain videha muktihi. They attain videha muktihi means what? Amrutaha bhavanti, they become immortal, means they do not become immortal, they remain as immortal reality without assuming the body, mind, and complex again, avoiding the rebirth. That end, videha muktihi. So, atimochanam, atimuchya, that verb indicates, implies, the wise people attaining jivan mukti. In the same wise people, asmat lokat pretya, amrutaha bhavanti, implies that they attain videha mukti after leaving this physical body. So, jivan mukti praptihi, videha mukti praptihi will be the benefit of knowing this truth, which is defined as eye of the eye, ear of the ear, mind of the mind, etc. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay, now we are going to see the bhashyam. So in this bhashyam, shrotrasya shrotram, shrotrasya shrotram, ear of the ear. And first he defines the word shrotram. Shrunoti anena iti shrotram. The hearing power, the subtle hearing power obtaining within the golakam called ear is what now shrotra indriyam. The subtle power that by which, because of which alone, a person hears the object called sound. The person perceives the object called sound. Shrunoti. That by which one hears is shrotram. Shabdasya shravanam pratikaranam. Shabdasya shravanam pratikaranam. This is the instrument. Shrotram is the instrument for listening to this sound. Shabda abhivyanjakam shrotram indriyam. See, shrotram should not be mistaken for simply ear. Ear means you can, even the ear lobes are ear. It is not the golakam. He means the shrotram here is indriyam. Indriyam, subtle, inexplicable, subtle power, imperceptible power, and which is indriyam, And this is what does this indriyam do? Abhivyanjakam. Shabdasya abhivyanjakam. Shabdanam abhivyanjakam shrotram indriyam. The subtle power of hearing is the revealer of the object sound. Abhivyanjakam means revealer. That which brings the respective object to light. The subtle hearing power is the power which brings the object called sound to light. The word is called abhivyanjakam, shabda abhivyanjakam, shrotram indriyam. Tasya shrotram. So the power which brings, a subtle power which brings the object called sound to light is the shrotram, and the shrotram of the shrotram means what? That something which brings the hearing power to light. Tasya shrotram. So shabdasya abhivyanjakam shrotram. Shrotrasya abhivyanjakam tat. So that why shrotram? Shrotrasya shrotram. Shabda abhivyanjakam shrotram. Shrotrasya abhivyanjakam shrotram. That which brings the hearing power to light is said to be ear of the ear. Tasya shrotram. The power which brings to light the power of hearing is also shrotram. Tasya shrotram, the ear of the ear. Saha. Now suddenly he changes the gender. Saha. That being. That being, saha, that conscious principle, that spiritual principle, that subtle being. Yaha tvaya prishtaha, who has been asked for by you. Chakshushrotram kavu devo yunakti iti. It is that. So, that principle which has been asked by you is the devaha, as kau devaha yunakti. What is that effulgent being? What is that effulgent being? Kaha devaha. What is the effulgent being? The radiant being, the conscious principle which connects the seeing power, hearing power, etc. with their respective objects. This is the Bhashyam given here, so you have seen. Now here Purupakshi asks the question. Here we'll understand the actual meaning. Okay, before I go to this Bhashyam, let me make it very clear. We can say that which is defined as ear of the ear, eye of the eye, mind of the mind, etc. is inexplicable, subtlest, attributeless reality. And that reality is, of course, understood in terms of its nature of being conscious, therefore it's going to be arrived at as pure consciousness. The teacher did not give the direct answer as pure consciousness is that effulgent being, radiant being, which unites all these sense powers with their respective objects, did not give the direct answer. Instead, he gave an indirect answer. Because the students should not start searching for consciousness. If any word uttered, if you say a fruit, immediately the mind will go to, mind can think about the object called a fruit. Window, the mind can think about the window. Door, the mind can think about door. Ground, tree, leaf, fruit, flower. House, man, woman. Book, table, chair. Any word mentioned, immediately a person can think of that respective relevant object. Because Atma, our consciousness, our awareness, if this word is uttered, our knowledge, pure knowledge, it is not possible for think about the meaning of that word, consciousness or Atma or knowledge. And students should not search for something, one of the objects. Therefore, the teacher gives an indirect object. In fact, in every, please make a note, very important to understand this. Whoever is perceiving any object, whoever is perceiving any object, there is, a person is cognitive. So perceiving an object is being cognitive. Being cognitive is conscious perception. So perceiving an object is being cognitive. And being cognitive is conscious perception. And here that, because of whose presence conscious perception is possible, is consciousness. This is how the reality can be arrived at. So by giving this indirect answer, the threefold aspect of, threefold concept of consciousness becomes clear. That is, the consciousness is that which is distinct from the sense powers. Though distinct, it is not distant from the sense powers. Being distinct but being not distant, it pervades all the sense powers. And being all pervasive, being distinct, being not distant, it enables the sense powers, function as sense powers, is consciousness. The three main aspects, threefold concept of consciousness. That which is pervasive of sense powers, being pervasive also distinct but not distant from them, thereby that which enables the sense powers, is consciousness. And this is the only method to arrive at it. Therefore, we're going to see this Purupakshi's question. Asau evam visishtaha shrotradini niyunte iti vaktavye nanu yetad ananurupam prativachanam shrotrasya shrotram iti. What does Purupakshi say? Yetad the nanu. Nanu is an expression indicating meaning the objection by saying which a person reveals his query doubt. Nanu yetad ananirupam prativachanam. Anurupam prativachanam means appropriate reply is anurupam prativachanam. Perfect answer. Perfect reply. Matching reply is what anurupam prativachanam. But he says this answer as eye of the eye, ear of the ear, etc. is ananirupam prativachanam. Improper answer. Shrotrasya shrotramiti etad prativachanam ananirupam. This answer given as ear of the ear, etc. is an improper answer. Why? Aso evam visishtaha. Aso evam visishtaha. This is, aso means this. This is the being, this is the conscious being, and who is endowed with these attributes, which is endowed with this attribute. Asam evam visishtaha. This is the being endowed with the specific attributes, which activates, controls, directs all sense powers such as ear, except ear, hearing power, etc. This is how it should be said. Shrotradini asam evam vasishtaha shrotradini nayunte iti vaktavye. When the answer should be given, vaktavye, when the answer should be given as this is the being with these attributes and this is what really manages, directs the sense powers such as hearing power, etc. This is how the answer should be given. Instead, when the answer should be given in such a, in this manner, and this is so and so, this is what is this being, ended with these attributes, which controls the sense powers. Instead of giving such an answer, giving an answer as ear of tear, etc., is an inappropriate, improper reply. Asau evam visishtaha shrotradini niyunte iti vaktavye. When it should be said like that, instead, without saying that, giving this answer is ananurupam, inappropriate answer. Nanu etad ananurupam prativachanam shrotrasya shrotramiti. When the answer will be given such a way that defining the thing with some specific attributes, saying this is what is this, which activates the sense powers, etc., giving this indirect answer is inappropriate. Okay. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada gives an answer. Na yeshaha doshaha. No. Na yeshaha doshaha. No, this is not an error. This answer is not wrong answer. Not wrong answer. It is not wrong. Means the answer given by the teacher is not inappropriate or improper answer. Why? The reason number one. Tasya anyatha visesha anavagamat. Visesha anavagamaha is the first reason. Visesha anavagamaha is the first reason, the hetu. Therefore, fifth case is used. Visesha anavagama anavagamat. Visesha anavagamaha. Visesha means attributes. Visheshaha means attribute. Anavagamaha means non-understanding. Avagamaha means understanding. Anavagamaha is non-understanding. But here, as this reality, as this truth implied by the Tamatma, which is not yet known, is understood to be not having any attributes. The reality is understood to be not having any attributes. Due to its not having any attributes, Vishesha Anavagamat means, due to its not having any attributes, Anyatha Tasya. There is no way, no other method third of understanding it, arriving at it. Tasya anyatha means by any other method. Anyatha, other than this specific method, there is no other method of arriving at that reality, the truth. As the reality is attributeless, therefore, tasya anyatha vishesh anya vishesh anavagamat. So, using any other method is not possible because of its not having any attributes. Reason number one. Second thing, he gives another reason. Yadi hi Shrotradi Vyapara Vyatiritena. So Vyaparena Visishtaha. Shrotradi Niyokta Avagamyeta. Shrotradi Niyokta. Please make a note. Niyunkte is a verb. Niyunkte means controls, activates, directs. In that meaning, okay? Controls is the correct word. Niyunkte. Who, the one who by mere presence controls everything. So niyunkte controls verb. Niyokta controller adjective. Rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. Niyoktru shabdaha. Yoktru niyoktru. Niyanta. Niyanta like that here. Niyokta. The prefix changes the meaning, okay? Niyukte verb, niyokta adjective. But shrotradi niyokta means shrotradi nam indriyanam niyokta, the controller, the activator, director of all the subtle powers such as hearing power, etc. Avagamyeta can be understood. Understood. If he is endowed with his own, if this, that Niyokta controller is endowed with his own, its own specific action or function. So, Vyaparena Visishtaha. Yadi so vyaparena visishtaha. So vyaparaha means what? One's own activity, function, transaction is vyaparaha. So vyaparena visishtaha. Yadi shrotradi niyokta yadi so vyaparena visishtaha avagamyeta tarihi. If this controller of the subtle powers such as hearing power, etc., is endowed with its own specific action or function, then can be understood. Like what? Datradi prayoktrivat. Vat means like the user of the sickle. Datram means sickle. And this, the person who uses the sickle is prayoktru. Prayoktru, see, niyoktru, controller. Prayoktru, user. One who makes use of the specific instrument, specific weapon, specific thing is, user is prayoktru, prayokta, rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. So, datru, datradi prayoktru, and datram means sickle, datra adi prayoktru, the user of sickle, etc. So that many people use their own respective instruments for doing the respective work. Then the person who is using the respective instrument is distinct, different from the used instrument. So datradi prayoktruvatu, the person is involved or endowed with given action. Then he can be distinguished from the instrument he is using. Datradi prayoktruvat, just as the user of the sickle, datradi user of the instrument such as sickle, etc., can be understood being differentiated from the used sickle. In the same way, this activator of sense organs, controller of sense organs, such as hearing power, etc., if he is also endowed with a specific action, then the controller can be understood. But what do we understand here? This datradi prayoktrivat, shrotradi niyokta, does not have any specific, not associated with any action or function. No action, no function is involved. Therefore, cannot be understood. So, yadi shrotradi niyukta, so vyaparena visishta datradi prayoktrivat, so vyaparena visishta, tarhi saha avagamyeta. If this so-called Atma, which has to be discovered, and who is said to be the controller of the sense organs, subtle powers, also is endowed with a specific function or action, like the user of the sickle, etc., then Atma also can be understood, easily distinguished. But this Atma, Shrotradi Vyapara Vyatiriktena. So, Shrotradi Vyapara means what? The function of hearing, etc. So, this Atma, which is distinct from the sense powers, which is distinct from the functions of the sense powers, at the same time, by its mere presence, it contributes for their activation. Therefore, Shrotradi Vyapara Vyatiriktena, being distinct from, as the one being distinct from sense powers and their functions, apart from being the activator of the sense powers, if this activator of sense powers is also endowed with a specific action, like the user of the sickle, then Atma can be understood easily. Then we can define, you can directly give a direct answer. But it is not possible. Therefore, Atma, which is here, I'm using the word Atma for your understanding. This, what that reality, the Atma, which the student wants to know, of course, he himself knows he is the controller of, activator of all the sense powers. at the same time is not distinguishable, being not associated with any action, is not distinguishable. Therefore, this is how the in-depth answer has to be given. Therefore, etad, tad, itat, tad, tada, idam anarupam prativachanam syat. Then we can say this answer is inappropriate answer. Tada idam ananurupam prativachanam syat. Only then this answer can be inappropriate answer, improper answer, if the controller of sense organs, controller of all the subtle powers, is endowed with its own specific action, like the user of the sickle, then can be understood, then this answer can be, the answer also can be wrong. But this answer is not wrong. It is not improper, because the controller of the sense powers, activator of subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc., does not have any action, any function. Therefore, this is how the indirect answer alone has to be given. This is how one has to be helped to arrive at the truth. Natu iha shrotradinam prayokta. Shrotradinam prayokta svyapara visishtaha levitradivat adigamyate. Again, natu iha tu iha. Tu iha means what? Whereas here. It means in this context, in this regard. Shrotradinam prayokta. The user of subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc. Shrotra adinam prayokta. Prayokta, the user of the subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc. Na so vyapara visishtaha, is not endowed with one's own specific function or action. Na so vyapara visishtaha. Na so vyapara visishtaha. That na should go with so vyapara visishtaha. So vyapara, one's own activity or function. Visishtaha means what? Qualified, endowed with. So, who is not qualified with, endowed with one's own activity or function? Shrotradinam prayokta. The user of subtle powers is not the one who is endowed with it, his own specific action or function. Levitradivat. Again, lavitram is another word for datram. Lavitram also means the specific instrument which is used for cutting. At the time of harvesting, mostly by the farmer who is involved in agricultural activities, needs to cut the weeds, cut the unwanted grass, and cut even the plants at the time of harvesting. The lavitram or datram is instrument is used for cutting. So lavitradivat adigamyate. So lavitradivat means what? The person who is using the lavitram can be distinguished from the act of the from the act he is associated with. In the same way, here the user of sickle, etc., is easily distinguishable because it's associated with some action, specific action. Whereas here, Shrotradinam Prayukta, Lavitradinam Prayokta Adigamyate. Lavitradinam Prayokta Adigamyate. The user of sickle, etc., is understood, can be understood easily from the action he is associated with. Whereas here, the user of subtle powers such as hearing power, etc., is not associated with any function or action specifically, not endowed with any specific function or action. Therefore, user of sense powers cannot be understood like the user of the instrument such as sickle, etc., because there's no action. Srotradinam eva tu samhatanam vyaparena. Srotradinam eva samhatanam vyaparena lochana sankalpa adhyavasaya lakshana. Adhyavasaya lakshanena phala avasana lingena avagamyate asti shrotradibhi asamhitaha. Very beautiful answer. Look at this. Shrotradibhi asamhitaha asti. He certainly there is a being, a conscious principle. There is a being. That being is what? Asamhitaha. Distinct. Samhitaha means being part of the assemblage is samhitaha. Not being part of the assemblage, being distinct from the assemblage is what? Asamhitaha. Shrotradibhi asamhitaha means being, not being part of the assemblage of subtle powers such as hearing power, etc., being distinct from that assemblage, there is a unique being. There is a radiant being. And that radiant avagamyate, that radiant being, effulgent being, who is not the integral part of the assemblage of body, mind and complex, is understood. How? Lingena. How is this asamhitaha, the non-integral aspect, non-integral part, how is that subtle reality which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, which is not part of the assemblage of the sense powers, understood? Lingena. Through the clue, lingam means clue, through an indication, through the clue. Lingam is a clue, a means of inference, an indication. Through the indication, this existence of this conscious being is understood, which is distinct from the material assemblage of subtle powers. How? Pala avasana lingena. Through indication of what? Pala avasanam. The result. Pala avasana means the end results. Pala, palasya avasanam. phalavasanam. End result is the lingam, indication for understanding this conscious being, understanding this inexplicable, subtle, radiant, effulgent being. Therefore, phala avasana lingena avagamyate, this effulgent being is understood through the indication of the end result of functions. Which functions here? So, vyaparena, end result of the function. Vyaparam is function. Function of what? Alochanam. See, please make note. Alochanam means seeing up is alochanam. Know that? Putting your finger like this, we look up, it's called alochanam. Deep thinking is also alochanam. Understand? Alochanam. Sometimes you get lost. It's alochayati. But others, you can simply say perceiving. Alochanam here means perceiving. Alochanam. Perceiving. Alochana. Then, compound word. Sankalpaha. Alochanam is a neuter noun. Sankalpaha is a masculine noun. Sankalpaha, thinking. So, alochanam, perceiving. Deeply thinking. Sankalpaha, simply can say, thinking. Adhyavasayaha. Adhyavasayaha, again masculine noun, meaning deciding. Adhyavasayaha, deciding. Or decision. Sankalpaha, thinking. Then, alochanam, perceiving. So, perceiving, thinking, deciding. Okay, lakshanam. So, this intelligent being is understood through the indication of the end result of the functions in the form of perceiving, thinking, deciding. Lakshana means in the form of. Then what are the functions? In functions in terms of perceiving, thinking, deciding. The functions of what? Samhatanam. Functions of Shrotradinam. Functions of subtle powers such as hearing power, etc., which are put together intelligently, assembled together. Samhatani Indriyani. Samhatani Shrotradini Indriyani means what? All subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc., are assembled together. Samhata means assembled, participle. Samhatani Indriyani. All subtle powers, where the hearing power should be, where the seeing power should be, where the power of smelling should be. Each power is located, is placed, assembled in the system appropriately. That's why intelligently assembled. So, Shrotradinam eva tu samhatanam vyaparena. So, how are these understood now? How this conscious being is arrived at? This conscious being is arrived at through the indication of the end results of functions of all subtle powers, intelligently assembled subtle powers such as hearing power, etc. The functions in the form of perceiving, hearing, perceiving, thinking, deciding, etc. This unconscious being is arrived at. How the conscious being is arrived at? Because the conscious being is already, I mentioned, threefold concepts. At the threefold concepts, it is distinct but not distant, therefore it is pervasive. Being pervasive, being distinct but not being distant, it that which contributes for the function, that because of the mere presence of which, not by any effort, not by any action, because of mere presence of which, all subtle powers function. At the same time, that conscious being, which is distinct from being not an integral part of the assembled sense powers, being distinct from them, because of whose presence all of them function, that is what is a conscious being. That is what is Devaha. This is how Devaha should be arrived at. Devaha is arrived at. Devaha is not arrived at as an object, but Devaha is arrived at as the very content of I. One has to arrive at it as one's own self. One has to come to the conclusion, I am that conscious principle, I am that effulgent being in whose mere presence all these subtle powers enjoy existence, in whose mere presence all these subtle powers become conscious, sentient, and in whose mere presence all of them become functional. And because of whose mere presence, they become enabled to be functional. That conscious being, I am. This is how one has to arrive at it. If you analyze it, you cannot see the conscious being something different from you. Therefore, what if he says? The clue is given. When it is said, when the answer is given indirectly like this, we can arrive at the consciousness, the reality, the conscious being through the indication of the end results of the functions of this intelligently assembled sense powers. The functions in the form of perceiving, thinking, deciding, etc. I mean, it's arrived at the threefold concept of consciousness also becomes clear. Distinct, not distant, but pervasive. Therefore, because of the mere presence of which alone, the powers enjoy existence, powers become functional. This is how Atma is arrived at. Astihi Shrotradibhihi Asamhitaha. Samhitaha means being part of the assemblage is samhita. Assembled. Unassembled. Means what? Not being part of the assemblage of subtle powers, etc. There is a conscious being. When upon arrest of that conscious being, one has to see it as what now? One has to see it not as an object, but as one's own self. Yet prayojana prayuktaha shrotradi kalapaha grihadivat iti. The last word, shrotradi kalapaha grihadivat. So that prayojana prayuktaha. the one who is endowed with the benefit, the one, the beneficial. Prayojana prayuktaha, the user of, the user, one is endowed with the benefit of having this body maintenance complex, having this assemblage of shrotradi kalapaha. Shrotradi kalapa, kalapa again means the assemblage only. The one who is endowed with the benefit of, the one with the beneficiary of this assemblage of sense powers, who is distinct from the assemblage, like the griha divat, the owner of the house, just as the owner of the house is distinct from the house owned, so also here, the beneficiary, the user of this assemblage of sense powers, who is distinct from such sense powers, is definitely there. This is how you stumble upon the conscious being. Stumble upon the conscious being, you do not see the conscious being as an object, but you arrive at it as the truth of I. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.